You can't fix being human. You can't fix being human. That is one of the disappointing things you learn when you do work with me. I won't feed you baloney like Unquat, you are a spiritual being having a human experience. Unquat, another garden variety horseman you're. The other half sentence is just as disappointing, Unquat, you can't get out of this life alive. Unquat. These two half sentences address 70% of the popular delusions of humanity. When you internalize these truly, when you start to be energized by them, then your vibration will jump 50 points or more. You may have to go through mourning. And the phases of it. Five stages of grief. The five stages, denial, anger, bargaining, depression and acceptance are a part of the framework that makes up our learning to live with the one we lost. They are tools to help us frame and identify what we may be feeling. But they are not stops on some linear timeline in grief. The death of a pet idea, the death of a hope is as painful as the death of a loved one. And even when it's done, it is never done. This past week I went through all the stages with my father, who died 24 years ago. When he did die, I got myself a sick kitten and avoided all of it. So it was 24 years overdue. How you do anything is how you do everything. If you are stuck in one area, chances are you tend to get stuck in the same attitude in others. Ooh, I have said too much. Lol. I remember doing the landmark forum some 8 times as a participant and 18 times as an assistant. Each times I caught the glint in the eyes of the participants, and quote, ooh, goody, I can now get out of this game of rackets and other human behavior that has made me miserable. And quote. Life is a mess. And when the forum leader said, booming voice, and quote, you can't get out of this alive. And quote, I could see that everyone heard that this leader was not talking to them, because they now know how to get out of the machine. This is what everyone thinks, and everyone is wrong. Your teachers didn't get out of the machine. Your gurus, your gods, your saints. No one. End quote. Abandon all hope, ye who enter here. End quote. In Dante's Divine Comedy 1. Then this sentence repeats itself in many literary works. Why? For gloom and doom? No. For the good life. Only when you can truly abandon hope that these human failings will avoid you, that you can get beyond them, when you give up, voluntarily, hope, then you can face the tiger of reality, your dual nature. The paradox of being human. All humans have dual nature. On one hand you are your genes, and your genes don't care about anything higher than survival and procreation. On the other hand you have these higher ideals due to the bigger brain and the emergence of true altruism, that you see as the path to fulfillment and personal happiness. But, here is the kicker, unless you become good and countering the genetic commands gently, you'll be trapped there. You cannot fight, and be victorious over the tiger you are not willing to see. Suppression won't work. The inner life of saints is more hell than yours. Believe me, we have enough descriptions of that to know. Your Gandhi was a prime example, by the way. Your Mother Teresa, ditto. Denial and pretense. That you know all too well. When you need to pretend, then it is your lower nature is what is running the show. The whole show. Your whole life. So what happens when you give up all hope? At the end of the grieving stages you see that you are what you are, and you have the power to say no, you have the power to choose, and be okay and handle the consequences of your choice. And sometimes you'll choose the genes command, and sometimes you'll choose the higher self's command, and you'll be okay. Pain pleasure. You can look in the mirror and say, end quote, I chose what I chose. I see the consequences, and I can handle them. End quote, because you can. You have always handled the consequences. However you did it. I know you did, because you are still here. Not dead. Your current life is the result of these choices. But you can choose less denial and less pretense, and more acceptance, and then your life can change. You won't. You'll have your dual nature till death do us part. Then you'll be dead, food for other living things. People who seem to have exceptional powers in certain areas, like myself, have given up having a lot of power in other areas. You only have so much in quat, power in quat, going around. I have given up a lot in some areas, and I moved all that power into feeling, inner seeing. I saw clearly that I pulled most of the power from the mind. I am not good at debating, throwing around ideas. I am actually quite pitiful there. I am also pitiful in planning, pitiful in comprehending fast, in asking penetrating questions, or being social. It is a problem only if I need those things and cannot go around them. So far I am getting better at getting around them and use my kinesthetic feeling capacities to do the work I don't have the intellectual strength to tackle. It is slower, and I am okay with that. Something for something. I've chosen my path. Being evenly lousy at everything is not attractive to me. I work from my strengths. Does this make me lopsided? Hell yeah. I am only as successful with you as the degree you are willing to meet me on my turf, or I am able to meet you on yours. To the degree I am able to pull you out of your mind, out of your hopes. Love quotes underscore 2019-5. Interestingly, using the 67-step method of coaching has been a brilliant move. People's intellectual side is satisfied with Ty's lectures, and then they go deep, I mean the students, and talk to me about their inner world. I am seeing really great strides. Weep. Weep. Magical. Like a blind mole, I go with my other senses, and hit veins of gold. Almost everything I have in quat, discovered in quat, in my life are due to me abandoning intellect for the sake of feeling it. Being able to penetrate the inner workings of things, patterns, phenomena. Test it in real life and see that what I saw was accurate. Stop, start. I could write you a long list, but just the latest few: the coherence of water, the coherence of cell water, the activation and deactivation of capacities, the diet that gives you the least amount of toxins to deal with, the seeing yourself anew. In the workshop that starts in 2 days, my job is to expand on this last one by showing you that you can handle anything in communication. And learn and practice the moves. In 1979, I spent a long time in a mental institution, first as an inmate and then as a day participant. Every day, including weekends. But I was sleeping in my own bed. Start from nothing. One of the mandatory classes we had was called psychodrama. Psychodrama is an acting out inner or outer dramas and conflicts. You are asked to play every role in the drama. My boyfriend was cheating on me while I was in the hospital, and was even using my own bed as the scene of the act. I learned to look at and deal with the inquat, drama inquat, from all points of view, my own, his, and his new lover's point of view. Even the point of view of my poor roommate who had to listen to me complaining about the tragedy that hit me. Lol. It was a turning point in my life. It prepared me to be bold and know that I can deal with anything. Soon after I left Hungary, I went to Israel, dealt with a lot. After 3 years of that, left Israel and came to the USA, dealt again with an awful lot. And then some more. All the stuff I dealt with made me who I am today, and I like this person, I really do. I like to look in the mirror and say hello. I enjoy the choosing process. I am, nowadays, choosing the higher self's command 80% of the time. I am okay with that. Numbers don't lie, but numbers also have no significance. Whether it is your bank balance, whether it is your net worth, whether it is your health number, your hydration number, your income, the number of hours you work, the number of hours you sleep, your weight. Numbers are your friends, because numbers don't lie, and because numbers bring clarity. You wanted to find out your numbers? For a small fee, I measure your numbers for you. If you asked for all those numbers individually, I would charge you for them. Because connecting to you is both work and not so much fun. Lol. But when I do all the numbers, it is just a little bit more work. So I can afford to give you a big discount. I never loved another person the way I loved myself. Once you know your numbers, you are almost ready to start working on what would make your overall numbers higher. And make your life a whole lot better. Here are the numbers I measure. Your vibration. Your overall IQ, including your intelligence. The number of spiritual capacities you have. Your soul correction, your machine, your date of birth is needed for this. Do you have attachments? The level of your health. The level of your cell hydration. You can pay for these through this link, https://yourvibration.com/1/starting. You can't fix being human, but you can get better at it. But where should you start? You know so many things that are wrong with you. But they are all in the visible, and changing them will not change anything. You want to start with the seed level issue that causes most of the issues, tackle that, and many of your issues will simply disappear or be much less severe than they are now. How to get that seed level issue? Fastest and most accurate method I know is to get your Bach profile. With special emphasis on your seed level issue. Get your Bach profile special https://www.yourvibration.com/1/Bach profile. Coaching, support webinar are available too.